Thank you, guys. That was so very beautiful. Nashville has done good to Alex, I can tell. Don't go anywhere from there. If you want to do music in this world, in this country, in this world, you better be in Nashville. Am I right? And from there, all over the world. I've been asked, like you've been asked, that, did you have a good Christmas? Yes, we have very good Christmas. And I think the best part of Christmas to me was to see my four grandchildren serving as readers here in the Christmas Eve candlelight service. They all still very small, but they are very good readers. Both of my daughters are teachers, so that's where it comes from, Sunny Lloyd's principal. So there is schooling at school and there's schooling at home. But Amelia, who is the youngest one, was a little worried, and she said, "Papa, I wonder if anybody saw me behind the pulpit." And I don't think nobody saw her because she's so short. I said, "Don't worry about if they saw you, but they definitely, most definitely, they heard your voice when you were reading." And they all did well. So that's a good learning, by the way, to us too. It doesn't matter if people always see what you do. Am I right? The thing that matters, really, most important thing, that God sees what you do. God sees your heart, and God sees your actions. Sometimes we go other way around. We take it different way. We are working hard to show people that they see what I do at this time. That's not the most important thing, really, at all. It's good that God sees us and hears our voices. Now, from Christmas wanderer to everyday discipleship, this is how I titled my sermon this morning. From Christmas wonder. Christmas truly is a wonder. It is a wonder that lasts more than day or two. So today, a Sunday after Christmas, let's have a little thinking over how about moving from Christmas wonder to everyday discipleship. That's what we ought to be all about, am I right? Be disciples of Jesus Christ. Whether it's Christmas or not, it's every day, it's a rainy Monday morning or wonderful sunny Friday afternoon, we've been called to be disciples. How to make that landing from big celebrations to more normality. Now, I almost hear some of you saying that is not a problem to me, Timo. I am very much ready to go back to normal. I am not much of celebration person at all. I think it's good to have this Christmas season and special time of the year, but I am more like an ordinary, everyday guy. I'm glad to just leave it behind. But many people are struggling about this. How to make that move? How to experience Christ and His presence in the mundane and maybe difficult times when there is no nice choirs performing Christmas carols or beautiful instrumental music or Christmas decorations or something that is part of our Christmas when we go back to normality? How to see that shining star of Bethlehem in the darkness of this very dark world. By the way, I made a mistake this morning. Briefly, I correct myself. I turned my TV open and I watched TV news. Don't do that Sunday morning. And there is hardly never good there. Is my TV just different from yours? When I watch TV news, most of the time, it's just all the bad things. Are you with me? And if you get that explosion early in the morning, you are not going to recover from it easy. So I turned it off right away. I said, no, I don't want to take that. How to see that shining star of Bethlehem in the darkness of this world? Because it is dark. How about enduring trials of life? like God's people, Israelites, fleeing from Egypt. I mean, the other things in the Bible. How about maybe finding whole new purpose in the new year? Some of you have been praying for that. Maybe praying for our church and praying for your ministry and your family. Maybe you are about ready to get something new and you are ready for it. And we all know that the whole point of being a Christian believer is to experience and to show God's faithfulness and to call to action for you and for me in this broken world. We have been called. We all have been called. Kingdom ministry is not just for preachers and music leaders and those who are standing before us, but it is for us all. And Christmas is something that needs to move on and goes on and on with us all year long. Instead of not just sitting at behind our judgment board, maybe, or desk, judging other people, how about getting in the middle of action with this Emmanuel, God with us, who was born at Christmas, whose birthday we just celebrated? This is what is helping us from moving from Christmas wonder to everyday discipleship, dealing with that joyful reality that Christ in me and with you is a powerful thing. Now, from Christmas excitement to new life, from Christmas excitement to new life. The other epistle reading for this season comes from Apostle Paul, in from her letter to Colossians chapter 1. Let me do some reading to you. Let's listen to this, what Paul says. Well, what the Bible says, written by Apostle Paul in 1 Colossians. He's talking about Jesus. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principles or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. Please understand, he's talking about Jesus. Continues, he is before all things, and in all him all things hold together. He's the head of the body, the church. He's the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For him all things fullness, all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to him all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Apostle Paul in 1 Colossians 15 through 20. You see, Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ, actually brings us a totally different and new life to live and to work for, to live for. It's a life of newness and peace and love and joy. Hope, of course. We have been invited to make that transition from just one holiday buzz to a fresh start in the new year. This coming Thursday is the new year, am I right? To find deeper purpose, maybe. Some of you have been praying for it. I got to get deeper purpose for everything, beginning from myself. More hope and Christ holding your life together. We need him for that, am I right? Holding me together, holding us together, holding this world together. Because Jesus is born to be Emmanuel, God with us every single day and every single different day. Emmanuel, God with us, God with you, my friend. God with you. Wherever you are this morning, God is with you. So it all starts with by being the light. Should I add something, a little tiny word? It all starts by seeing the light and then being the light. Being part of that light that comes from Christ. You can't be Christ. I can't be Christ. We can be followers of Him, but the true light comes from Him. But after seeing His light, we can be a little bit that light in this dark world. Christ came to be that light of the world. I preached about it this past Christmas Eve service. By the way, we have church. We have church full people. We have beautiful service here. But He also is giving us His grace to be shining Christ-like in this world. And that's the best part of your discipleship. The best part of your discipleship. You and I, as followers of Jesus Christ, we play a role in shining Christ's light by different, very different ways. I believe this is why the church is so very special place. I'm glad that friends from moving from Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, that's a beautiful city. We have some people coming from New Jersey and some from Dallas, Texas. What is it about Berea? Everybody comes here. Must be something good. This is a wonderful community. What I like about it, that people start trying to find church for themselves, church, home, to worship alongside with friends, to get involved in service, spreading the good news about Jesus Christ, spreading love in this community, getting busy, getting right in the middle of action, finding friends, people who support you and pray for you and encourage you, walk with you when walk is needed. That is what church is all about. I said in the first service this morning that here's what church is to me. Listen to this. Even all the other doors were closed for you, from you. Church got to be a place where the door is open for you. Am I right? Church needs to be a place that the doors are open for you. And this is what we want to be here at Berea UMC. Doors are open, not closed. I hate that. When sometimes churches are closing the doors, we take you, we don't take you. We take you, picking and choosing. What about if Jesus had done that? No, He went to the cross and died for everyone to pull us to Him, to woo us to Him, to love us to Him. That's what church is all about. If we are to be an image of church, that's what we need to be. Say amen if you are with me. That is what church is all about. So Christ's light is coming to us from our brothers and sisters. It is. It comes from Christ, yes. But it also comes through us. How can we see it? Let me say a few things how we can see it. By the acts of kindness. Acts of kindness. By the words of appreciation. Encouragement. And yes, sometimes by speaking out against injustice and refusing to let hate prevail, sometimes it takes action. Saying, no, this is not right. This is not right. We don't go along with that. There are many other different ways that this little light of mine and that little light of yours can come out from our daily walking in the light of Jesus Christ. That is what church is all about. And then, finally but not least, don't let the Christmas magic fade away. I don't know if using the word magic is the right way. Don't let the Christmas excitement, passion and power and joy to fade away from you. Don't let it happen. Christmas is much more than just a day or two in your calendar corner to get busy with buying presents and cooking and the whole thing. And no, it's much more than that. How to avoid the magic go away? Let us find God dwelling in the ordinary, in the everyday. That's what brings it back to us. To find God's ordinary, God's dwelling in our ordinary life. Yes, unfortunately, sometimes they are the messy parts of your life. Maybe illnesses. Some of our church family has been through that a lot, even this Christmas time. That is where Christ wants to be part of it. He's not just the holiday Christ, but he's everyday Christ. Or in the routines of life. Maybe that dry routine that you are learning to hate a little bit. And maybe the quiet moments after Christmas holidays. Even in that loneliness, feelings of loneliness. When you just sit down and think about it and how to move toward it, then it hits you. How to avoid all just fading away? What really keeps us going are two things. Reading the promises from the Word, God's Word. Reading the promises from God's Word. And then praying. You praying. Not just listening to somebody pray, you praying. Bringing yourself, all that you are, into his presence who loves you. Christ, who is almighty and powerful. God is present and he understands everything about you better than anybody else. He understands your pain and struggles. And he offers solutions greater than any problem you are facing and dealing with. Even today, this morning, friends, he understands. What can be better than keeping on praying and trusting after Christmas? Praying and trusting are your tickets to God's fullness and dwelling every day in your heart, in your life. It don't matter if it's raining or shining or you get good news or bad news, his dwelling will remain. Jesus, who was born at Christmas, didn't just come and show up and then right going back. Jesus came to stay with us, am I right? His name is Emmanuel. He's not some little Jesus we put on the table and as we are having family Christmas dinner, and then after dinner we take him back somewhere that the kids don't break it or something. No, his name is Emmanuel. He can take anything. Nasty things and good things and all the news you can imagine, he can take it because he was born to be your Savior and shepherd and care person and the Lord. His fullness also brings transformation for you. Nobody else can change you, really. I talked to a couple, they've been married for a long time. And we have a nice conversation on something, and she said, I've been trying to change that man. I was trying to change this man for a long time, many years, and I finally gave up. I said, what happened after that? I turned him to Jesus. He probably do a better job than that. I said, I don't know what to say, but that's probably the best decision you have ever made, madam. And this is a little advice to you guys and girls. Turn it to Jesus. Only Jesus can transform you and me and this world, in this community. Only he can do it. Something to take home. After all, it is not a matter of you catching God. He already caught you. He found you. He found you by his love and mercy, all that only God can be. He found you. He came down here as a little child. He went to the cross for you. He rose from the dead. He's victorious His name is Emmanuel, God with us. From him and with him, we can move from Christmas wonder to a deeper wonder life with Jesus every single day. There's a Finnish Christmas song. No, don't be afraid. I'm not going to sing it to you now. But it says that Christmas was made for every day. It's a beautiful song. Mostly children are singing it. The word translated means that Christmas was made for every day. So you can live Christmas every day. You can live the powerful Christmas joy, hope, peace, and love every day. Because who brought it us, his name is Emmanuel. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue our time of worship by the ministry of giving. If the ushers can come forward at this time.